So we have a machloikis here in the Mishnah between Beishamai and Beisil. Beishamai oimrim, where you garish Adam es ishtoi, elim kei motzo bod var erva. Beisil oimrim, afilu hiktichat avshiloi. So I once heard from our Yedid, Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky Shlita, he said over in the name of his Zeda, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who asked the obvious question. We're all familiar from throughout Shas, that Beishamai Beisil not only saw the world differently when it came to halacha, all the different machloikas that we have, but when it came to hanhoga, when it came to ben adam lechaveiro, they were very, very different. Beishamai seemed to be a little rougher, quote unquote. Beis Hillel, in hilchas midos, were nitztayin in a very, very niflidig way. In fact, the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that the Baskel that came and was ultimately machria, all the machloikis in between Beisham and Beisil, that the halacha is like Beisil, said that why is it that the halacha is like Beisil? Not because they were better in learning. Fakir, Beishamai was better in learning. Beishamai, the Gemara says, were mechadet itve, but it's because of the fact that in midos, they were much, much greater than were the school of Shammai. And the truth is, these two hanhagas between the schools of Beishamai and the schools of Beisil, they trace themselves back to the patriarchs of these two great movements. Shammai Azokin himself and Hillel Azokin. We know the Gemara in Perek Bamei Madlikin, where the Ger came to Shammai and he told me, teach me kol ha-toyer kul ha-regalach, and Shammai threw him out the window. And then he came to Beisil, and Beisil worked with him, ma'ad ha-loch sni, l'chavrich l'isav. It's obviously we're talking about great tzaddikim, and obviously we have to be careful. But ein mikra yoytze midei pshute. Chazal were megalu to us that Beishamai's hanhoga was one way and Beisil's hanhoga was another way. So if Yaakov Kamenetsky asked, he said he doesn't understand. If that's the case, how is it possible that Beishamai holds that Yigarish Adam as Ishtoi Elim came Matzah Bad Var Erva? That the only time a man can give his wife again if he was Matzah Dvar Erva. Whereas Beis Hillel, who seems to take the opposite approach, always they hold no. Afilu Hikticha Tavshila. You come home, your wife burnt supper. That's fine. You want to give her a get? No one's going to stop you. It's literally Davar. It's Keilu. It's Erva. It would seem to be mamish fakert from everything we've ever learned and ever known about the Anhog of Beishamai and between the Anhog of Beisil. So Rabbi Kamenetsky was masber with a mashal. He said there was a man who lost his eshes neurim. And after his wife passed away, so every Shabbos he would go eat by another one of his children. And there was a joke in the family that after the Shabbos meal, the husband would compliment his daughter or his daughter-in-law, whoever it was that prepared the suda, but he would always turn to her and he would always say that, you know, the meal was amazing, this was great, that was great. The cholent was fantastic, but it wasn't like the mama's cholent. Mama's cholent, that was something very, very special. What could I do? I missed the mama's cholent. Vahi ayoyim, this has been going on for years and years. This man is eating by one of his daughters. The daughter wakes up in the morning, she burnt the cholent. And she felt terrible. I mean, here, my father's coming. I have him once every 6 weeks. He loves it so much. I burnt it, and she felt really, really bad. Either way, what are you going to do? She served the burnt cholent. At the end of the meal, the father goes through his graces, and he starts thanking his daughter for this. He thanks his daughter for that, and then he looks at her. He says, you should know, this is the first time you got it right. You literally made your mother's cholent. So Rabbi Kamenetsky said, this man had been living with a wife who every single Shabbos was serving him burnt cholent. But at the same time, in his mind, this was the best cholent in the world. You know why? Because it was the mama's cholent. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, Beis Hillel had such a heritage, they had such sensitivity to what it means Shalom Bayis, to what it means Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, that in Beis Hillel's world, if you come home and your wife serves you dinner and you taste it and you feel like it's burnt cholent, Vaistois, there's a problem. And if that's the case, you can go ahead and you can give a get. The reason Beis Hillel holds Afilu Ekdichat Avshiloi, it doesn't come fakert, because no, oh, burnt cholent, no problem. Next, fakert, because he understood relationships on such a level. What do you mean you tasted burnt cholent? Your wife's cholent. I'll call Pisham Techasa Ahava. If you see something that's imperfect with your Eishes Neurim, there's a chsarin. That's a matzah by Ervas Dover. And that's why Daiker Beis Hillel holds. You can't live. What does that even mean? There's something wrong, something fundamentally wrong. That's why if the man wants, he could go ahead and he can give again.